Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. And, of course, it is Saturday, November 9th. We are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us with you wherever. You can always know I am the host on the show. Executive producer is Glenda Smith. The digital media producer, Manny Corazzari. And our call-in number is 312-374-8130. Well, you know what? Let me mention this, too. November is Bone Marrow Donor Awareness Month. That's important, okay? Who we have on now is just a wonderful, wonderful lady. America's Heroes Group Roundtable. She serves, she matters, and she voices. Coalition partner, sister soldier, she vet, inspire, and we are so pleased to have her. She serves, she matters. Sister soldier, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Big day coming up on this. Wanda Petty, retired U.S. Army veteran, senior non-commissioned officer, and known as Sister Soldier, president and CEO of SheVet Inspire. And I love it. I love it. Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds wonderful. It does. Sounds awesome, especially the retired part.
Listen, if you were needed, you'd be out there.
Yeah, I would.
I love what we see in the paper, particularly the Crusader. She wore these. It's got these combat boots. I just love that, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's something to be recognized as being a veteran, and especially as a woman veteran, you know? Mm-hmm. We're just now really starting to be acknowledged, and it really feels good.
Yes, and the acknowledgement is really increasing, isn't it?
It is, simply because we won't back down. We won't back down, and then there are people that are out there rooting on our behalf, such as, you know, America's Heroes Group, where mm-hmm. as you're giving us the voice to be able to share our thoughts, our feelings, and emotions, you know? So because of that level of support, we're starting to step up and realize who we are and that we have a mission, a greater mission, and that our mission does not stop because we have gotten out, you know?
You know, not only are you right on that, Sister Soldier, but, you know, I still can't just get over the picture, the photograph of those five African-American women graduating from the U.S. Military Academy.
Wasn't that just great?
It was
a wonderful staple moment.
Yeah,
you know, just a staple moment that we're not being. I'm sure. I won't say that we're not being picked on because I'm sure they were, and I've heard.
Oh hell yeah, you know they were.
That
yeah, you know
that
they were.
Would be true.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that they were able to endure.
I loved
it. That's the big piece.
I loved it to endure with their swords and their uniforms. Then, as you well know, the class before that, the leader was an African-American woman who was the leader. Her last name was Askew. And the reason I remember the name, I was in the service with a gentleman we called Triple A. His name was Albert A. Askew. And he was one of the unbelievable soldiers. I mean, this guy was just great. And I was wondering, it's not a real common name, and particularly with us. I was wondering, it wouldn't have surprised me, I should say, that, you know, if they were related. Then I just heard where African-American women graduated from Annapolis. So, you know, your sisters are doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something to a reckon to be forced with when you realize that something is possible.
Yeah.
And not to give up. And I think that's what veterans as a whole, we come with that in our being, that we know that, you know, this can be done. We've seen this being done, or someone has come closer, mm-hmm. and we feel we can take it a little bit beyond.
Yeah.
So we go for it, you know. And the more that we do that, the more it keeps evolving, and it gives others inspiration to go ahead and do something that has never been done before.
Let me ask, Wanda, if you do you go around speaking to schools and so forth and telling people, particularly women? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I recently spoke at the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and that is something that we are talking about, and that's in my forecast for the 2020, because young girls who are aspiring to be in the military, they need to see women who have already achieved what they are wanting to do.
Exactly.
And it's a great inspiration for them, and a comfort to the parents to know what really goes on, because I think the more that we go out and we speak and we do this level of outreach to the schools, that kids will begin to understand, parents will get to understand. As a recruiter, a former recruiter, you know, there's a lot of resistance when you talk mm-hmm. about your child joining the military, but mm-hmm. most kids, when they get out and they desire to go in, there's nothing that you can do to stop them, you know. So I'm one of them. When I wanted to go in, it was a burning desire, and it was something that I felt like I wanted to do, and maybe I had some stumbling blocks that helped me a couple of years behind from joining like I had anticipated initially straight out of high school, but I still was able to do it. And I think that most of the time parents, they just don't get it. It's a calling. It's a calling. So it's not going to go away that easy.
Yeah. It's a calling. Were your parents against your going in?
No, my parents were not. Of course, I was by the time I went in, I was 23 years old.
Oh, okay. So okay, I had no problem.
I was
an adult. I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When I actually took the exam in high school, I was a teenager, and my mom was for it because my brother was in Vietnam had just completed, and so. I was interested in going in, and I didn't make it in at that point, but a few years later I did. And so I'm really just so glad that I did and that I carried through it. It wasn't easy. There were a lot of bumpy roads throughout that process, but I think overall, because I was able to fulfill a dream that I had burning on the inside of me, that I am so grateful that even if I would have stayed in for 4-year term or whatever, I believe that would have been the term that I was due to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just grateful that I was able to complete a 20-year service. And I don't regret not one bit of it, because I've learned so much. And I know that I am where I am right now in my life because of the service.
And even after finishing your 20 years, you still do this, and you know, known as Sister Soldier and the president and CEO of She Vet. How did you decide to do that? This is just great.
Again, I was a human resource manager while I was active duty, and so I managed troops and put them in boots and sent them out to the field and sent them away to wherever they were deploying to. To school, to make sure that their families were okay while they went away to school. And I found that when I got out, I was missing something, and I couldn't put my hands on it. And so I realized I needed to create the atmosphere that I was familiar with, because, to be honest, being a civilian was foreign, you know?
Being a civilian was what, sis?
Was foreign to me.
Boring. Okay.
It was as a
Oh, foreign. Did you say foreign? Foreign. Okay, I'm sorry.
Foreign. Excuse the accent.
You hear That's okay. No, I got you. I got you.
So it's it was foreign to me.
I got you.
So I felt something was missing after being most veterans, after being with our peers for anywhere of a period of two at the least, but 4 years. Or more, it's gonna feel a difference when they get out, and we can't quite put our hands on it, but it comes from the camaraderie that we have. And so when we are away from that, and we're not talking with the same people every morning anymore, because we become a family, you know.
True.
And when we get out of that atmosphere and then we go into the civilian atmosphere, it can be a little challenging. So I had to create the atmosphere where I knew that I was going to be around my peers and that I could consistently help them, because at that point I was a realtor and I was seeing other issues that were taking place. And so I wanted to help them save their homes, and I needed to figure out a way to be able to help them as well as serve myself. So you could probably say it was selfish in some ways that I wanted to be around those that I knew and loved and cared about. And I also saw that there was such a great need and that I had the answer to that, and I wanted to contribute.
See, that worked out beautifully, though. There's nothing selfish about that, Wanda. In fact, just the opposite. No, that's great. Here you're satisfying a need you have, and that you can do well and help people that you want to be with. That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
What would you tell, Wanda Petty, what would you tell folks about Veterans Day?
So I would tell them about Veterans Day to, you know, to really be grateful, and to look at the time served. You know, again, everybody didn't get out with a silver spoon in their hands, but it was a time that a time in our life that has given us education and given us wisdom. If nothing else, we walked away with wisdom of how to do things, maybe not the way we did it. And in anything, we get that level of experience in life. But to be grateful that they, just grateful that they had the withal to stand through that, and that they had the strength to be strong enough to endure whatever it is that they've endured, and know that they are appreciated. Because without their service, our country would not be where we are today. Our families, I always looked at it as my contribution to serving was not only to help and support those that I worked with on a daily basis, but I was protecting my family and my friends at my home base.
That's interesting.
And so those are the ones that are really grateful that we had we followed the calling to do what we did, no matter how long the term of service was, and it's appreciated because every bit counts.
Right.
And so get out and enjoy and celebrate that you had the courage to raise your right hand and to agree to do something that most people are not able to do. Everybody cannot do what we do.
That's very true. Very true. Anybody ever say, we need a draft?
Yes. One of the reasons a draft is, well, first of all, you know that they would not want to draft the women. So for years, they tried to not draft the women.
Exactly.
Because we are the lifeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when the women disappeared, then there's no more lifeline.
Right.
So they tried to stay away from that. But for the most part, when we go over to defend or protect another country, most people don't think about the fact that if we did not protect these little small countries, then that leaves room for another large country to come in and try to take control. Mm-hmm. If they take control, then if they gather them all together, all the small countries together, then now they have a larger force, and eventually it could be oversized, larger than the U.S.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the draft comes into play when we have a lot of people dispersed all over, and of course we can only carry our weight so many places for those who have volunteered, and thank God for a all volunteer force right now.
I agree with you. What will you be doing, Wanda, on Monday?
What I'll be doing on Monday. So I'm planning to go in Houston and participate in some of the festivities that they have here. There's a good bit of festives that's taking place, a parade that'll be going on, and I'll be going on down, you know, going there and just enjoying the festivities. And on Veterans Day, there's plenty of places for us to celebrate. All we have to do is show them our ID card, whether we are...
Sweetheart, they're going to be people asking you to come. Come on, what do you mean?
Yes. The lists have gotten so long this year that is where they are just honoring our vets from today until the 11th. So it's places like Old Country Buffet, Applebee's. Everybody have an Applebee's, you know, and they're honoring us by giving us dinner. And McCormick and Smith, Red Robin, Mission Barbecue, there's a list of them. And if you'd like the list, you can either type deals to 240-623-5777, or you can go on the Department of VA.
Oh, beautiful!
Website,
yeah, that's easy.
And get a copy of that list, because they're really going out and outstretched grocery stores, department stores, and furniture places. Everybody's
doing something.
Discounts. Yeah, they're honoring us. They're really going out. I've never seen a list where it expanded beyond restaurants as much as it has this year.
That is wonderful. Let's see if we got a caller. See if we can get Robert. Robert, are you there?
Hey, Cooper, Robert M. How you doing?
You're fine, Robert. Go right ahead with Sister Soldier.
My daughter just pulled 22 years in the service. And my daughter.
Oh, great.
And, she was in Afghanistan, Kosovo, all that mess. I was in Vietnam though myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't want her to go. I did not want her to go. You know, but she, you know, when they get 18, 19, you know, you better talk to a wall. You know, but Cliff, that's about right, Miss Lady, Miss.
Yes, and that's right, what I'm saying. It's a passion.
I talked to her. How you be crawling through the mud and all that stuff. She just looked at me and said, okay. But anyway, when, you know, I'm against the draft for women. If they go in there volunteer, yes. I'm against, because Nixon, he was the president so bad, he stopped the draft. And then they're volunteering, you know, now they want to bring the draft back. I don't like that. I was a norm over there. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it myself.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. We don't need a draft. We really don't.
No, because they have a draft now. But get the guys. Look at all these guys sitting in jail.
Yeah.
Let them go.
No, we don't need it. I agree. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Wanda, give us a close, please.
Well, I just want to say, you know, thank you for your service. For all of you that are out there and listening in, I just want to say thank you for your service. No matter what era you served, you're well appreciated. Mm-hmm. And go out and enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family and celebrate life, and remember that you are in a different space today than what you were before. what happened yesterday doesn't have to dictate your tomorrow. So go out, enjoy, and live your life. Live your life and find if there's somewhere that you need to find to be able to speak your voice out, definitely connect with She Matters. She serves She Matters, mm-hmm. and other organizations out there that are willing to help you advance so that you can live your life.
You are doing a wonderful job. And, of course, happy Veterans Day to you for me.
You too.
Okay. All right, Wanda.
Yeah.
You're great. And, of course, we'll be talking again real soon. Just keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us. Wonderful, wonderful lady, Wanda, Sister Soldier Petty, and she just does great work. Stay with us now. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.